WTAW News Time is 7:04, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board at its last meeting chose the construction manager for the $53 million makeover of the Stephen F. Austin campus.
Ball for Beatty Construction is a national company with a Houston office. The recommendation came as a surprise to the president of Bryan-based Madison Construction, Michael Jones, whose firm was eliminated after the district's first round of consideration.
Assuming my analysis is correct, you know, we're spending an extra $370,000 minimum, and I think it's closer to $400,000.
The district's chief financial officer, Amy Draw, says more weight was given to reputation and experience compared to price.
Even though the other vendor or proposer was lower, the points that were awarded did not bring them past Balfour Beatty.
Construction of the new SFA Middle School is scheduled to start this October. Contract also includes improvements to the Civic Auditorium and turning the present SFA into administrative offices. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A one-time service for BTU Electric customers is returning. General Manager Gary Miller says third-party vendors are working on bringing back the option for prepaying for electricity. The option was requested by Councilman Rafael Pena as a way for BTU to avoid write-offs from those who didn't pay their bills.
When I was growing up, we had this power track, and we would monitor how much money's left and when to cut off our electricity, go play outside, and to come back, okay, hey, Ma, you know, put a couple dollars on it so we have some more. We can watch TV.
The prepayment service was discussed as the council recently updated BTU customer policies, which you can read online at WTAW.com. The start of April marks the fifth annual Blue Ribbon Tree Dedication Ceremony. This year's location is outside the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the program, representing 201 child victims of sexual abuse in Brazos County, is this morning at 10:30.
The Brazos Valley Child Advocacy Center, which is better known as Scotty's House, has a Blue Ribbon Tree Dedication, and they move it around every year.
Scotty's House reports in Texas 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before their 18th birthday. A former manager at the College Station Walmart store has been arrested on a misdemeanor theft charge. Police had issued a most wanted notice on 44-year-old Wendy Babineau. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says Babineau saw her photo on Facebook and turned herself in yesterday afternoon. She and another former coworker are accused of using store receipts left behind by customers and cashing them as fraudulent returns. Starting this morning, you could see a natural gas flare while driving along Highway 6, Highway 30, and William D. Fitch Parkway. Nearby residents may also hear natural gas flowing while Atmos Energy crews conduct required inspection on natural gas lines northeast of Tonkaway Lake Road just off Fitch. The process will continue off and on through a week from tomorrow between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bryan School District officials want to know your opinions about the future of Rudder High School. An online survey has been created by as administrators begin the search for a new principal. A link to the 5 questions is on our website at WTAW.com. News time is 7:07. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Valic is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Easter marks the promise of new life and new beginnings as we celebrate Christ's resurrection. I'm John Reason, Senior Pastor of A&M United Methodist Church, inviting you to experience God's grace as we celebrate Christ's resurrection on Easter Sunday morning. Our youth will lead a sunrise service at 6:30 a.m., then at 8:30 and 11 a.m. we'll have our traditional services in the sanctuary, and the contemporary service will be at 9:45 a.m. in the Great Hall. Come and experience grace in Northgate with us at A&M United Methodist Church.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 7:10. Time for some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of cloudiness for today. Scattered showers and maybe even a thunderstorm as the day goes on. Temperatures up close to 80. Showers will diminish overnight. Lows near 65. Clouds, some breaks of sun. Windy tomorrow. The chance for an isolated shower. Warm, highs 80 to 85. Partly cloudy, breezy, and very warm tomorrow night, lows near 70. Lots of clouds, breezy on Friday, scattered showers, high somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M uncorking on Sam Houston, scoring 19 runs in a game, and most of them in one inning. We'll also have an update on international soccer, which I know doesn't strike home here much, but when you've got a local kid that scores the goal that puts the tie for the national team, you got to talk about that.
Oh, wow.
We'll cover that, plus a whole lot more coming up in sports at 7:50.
So you did dig this up. 11 consecutive hits, Oakland versus Southern Utah. Wow.
In baseball powerhouses,
yeah,
you know.
In 2008. That wasn't that long ago, really. And then Cal State, L.A., again, never heard of them.
Hey, me either.
Versus UC Santa Barbara in 1977. 11 consecutive hits. That's pretty amazing. Did we know that the, by the way, it's April Fool's. Just letting you know.
You've been warned.
So you know, just if somebody does something. Well, you know, one of the famous ones was a sports deal that Sports Illustrated did. It was back in 1985.
Yeah, that was one of the best ones ever. Yeah.
Carried a profile of a New York Mets wunderkind named Sid Finch, who could throw the ball 168 miles an hour. Yeah, really.
It's one of the best gags ever.
Readers should have recognized the April Fool joke by the online author George Plimpton. But I'm saying online. That's not right. It's a byline. George Plimpton. Because he did lots of hoaxes. Now, also, if you'll remember, in 2007, Google posted a link on its homepage offering consumers free high-speed wireless internet through their home plumbing systems. It was called Dark Porcelain.
It was. Google's pretty good with the April Fool's joke.
Said it's a toilet internet service provider that would be your TISP. Works with Microsoft's brand new Windows Vista. Remember Vista?
Oh, man. Got to stick their thumb in the eye of Microsoft,
yeah,
too.
That was a joke in and of itself right there. Vista. Anyway, it's also, as we mentioned earlier today, National Soft Pretzel Month.
Mm.
Now, I like soft pretzels.
Love them.
They're good. Don't know that they would necessarily deserve an entire month, but that's okay. Obviously, you know that the design of the pretzel was the way that they used to pray, with their arms, palms of their hands basically touching their shoulders. That's how you got the alternate shoulder, that is. That's how you got the pretzel look. But Nickelodeon Magazine tells us, at European weddings in the 1600s, the bride and groom would make a wish and pull a soft pretzel apart, like a wishbone.
Ah, yeah.
A pretzel without salt is called a baldy. And do you know which state produces 80% of U.S. America's pretzels?
Ohio.
No. It's Pennsylvania. It's close. It's close. See, that Hanover Pretzel Company's up there. They probably do a whole lot of that right there. If you'll look on the bags in the grocery store, Hanover does a lot of that. So there are your pretzel facts for today. Sad note, in the passing of Gary Dahl, D-A-H-L, you don't know who the guy is. He's the one who invented the pet rock. He was 78 years old.
Genius.
New York Times says that Gary, who was a freelance advertising copywriter in the mid-70s, having a drink when the bar talk turned to pets and the problem with feeding the pet and walking the pet and cleaning up after the pet. And in a spark of genius, he told the crowd, "I have a pet rock."
then he took that idea to its logical extension. And if you'll remember it, if you ever saw it, the written literature that came with it was the part that obviously made it really neat. He also was the author of Advertising for Dummies, which was published in 2001, of the Dummies. He was 78 years old. Pretty sharp fellow. Did we know that Easter is the second biggest holiday for retailers in U.S. America?
No.
Did we know that?
No, we...
I guess if
you... For clothes?
Yeah, well, just everything, retailers. You know, if you think about it, I guess it makes sense because you don't really buy gifts for Thanksgiving. Back to school happens different times in different places. But I guess pegging it to one day, $140 spent per person on stuff like candy and flowers and decorations and gifts and cards and family dinners and clothes that you buy Easter.
You got to get the Easter dress.
Yeah. Total spending for Easter, when you add it all up, expected to reach $16.5 billion. The biggest percentage of Easter shoppers, 87%, will shell out for candy, spending more than $3 billion on jelly beans and bunnies and peeps and chocolate eggs with stuff in them. Cooking Easter dinner and brunch gets the next biggest shopping list for 85% of the consumers. So there you are.
I think what shocks me the most is it's for a holiday that has such a widely variable date.
Yes. And again, can be problematic, as we found out last weekend.
Yeah.
And they probably, you know, I don't know. I guess you can't. I don't know. Who would declare that Easter is such and such a day? I mean, does the Pope do that? Would that be the job of the Pope to do that?
I think if he pegged it to a day, that would have to be the Pope.
Yeah. Well, no, or you just say this, you know, the third Sunday in March or the first Sunday in April or whatever. I mean, just you say that.
Easter may fall here, but we're celebrating here.
Something like that. That might make things a little easier. Just not so. All right, 7:16. Just to show how things have changed, baseball legend Lou Gehrig used this endorsement many years ago. For a sense of deep down contentment, just give me a camel after a good man-sized meal. Woo! Man! Have times changed or what? Hello?
Yeah, actually, Easter is pegged on the day it is because of so many days after the Paschal full moon.
Right.
There's something to Google.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying, though, make a day of it. See, that's the other thing I've always wondered is why don't they make sure that Valentine's Day does not fall on a Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah.
I would think the floral people don't like it when that happens on a Sunday. I don't know. I'm not in the floral business. I'm not sure. But I know that there are a lot of flowers that are sold on Valentine's Day, and do you miss out on those delivery opportunities if it's Saturday or Sunday? So maybe tying it to a weekday would be something that would work a little bit better. I don't know. Of course, if you think about it from the other side, the whole reason that it's on February the 14th, and it's always on February 14th, is because guys are stupid and they would forget if you moved the day around.
Hey, I resemble that.
Well, I'm just saying it's for your own good. It's for our own good that they do that, because if they didn't, then we'd be wandering around lost going, oh, I don't know, it snuck up on me. I didn't know that was going to happen.
But
wait, go ahead.
Does truth be known, though, how much has smartphones helped that?
Like,
because I've got every date with reminders for everything just that reason.
Yeah, see, but that's okay.
I cheat like nobody's business.
That's all right. Those people think more of you because of it. Now you've just busted the secret, and everybody knows that you're not really remembering those things.
Nobody I know or like listens.
We're hello. There you go.
Yes, you're talking about endorsements.
Yes.
The Abbott and Costello show years ago had an ad that said Camel cigarettes. The brand smoked by more doctors.
Yes, wonderful, exactly. You know, they put an actor in a white coat, sold more cigarettes. We don't have the audio of it, but Fox News this morning, they're talking about how the deadline has passed in the nuclear negotiations. And they're saying, well, we know the deadline's here, but we're past, but we're really working hard to get this accomplished. Say that to the IRS. How's that work out for you?
Well, any of this stuff that's been going on with the government, imagine being Hillary Clinton, not Hillary Clinton, and saying, you know, for what, 2 years? No, to a subpoena.
Yeah.
Your butt would be in jail.
I mean, really. I'm working on getting my taxes paid. I know the deadline's already passed, but it'll be okay. I'll get there. your driver license expires. Well, I know it's expired, but I'll get over there and handle it. It's amazing the passes they give themselves, right? Speaking of the passes that they give themselves, we have this show called Something You Should Know, and from time to time they have some pretty interesting stuff on there, and it's on, we run it between 6:20 and 6:30. But every once in a while, I don't know, something that just resonated, and this morning's program was kind of like that.
Today, more than ever, we live in an argument culture.
It's the tendency to approach everything in an adversarial frame of mind.
Deborah Tannen, author of the book, The Argument Culture, Stopping America's War of Words.
The way to show you're really thinking is to criticize and attack.
Another common example is the driver who cuts in front of you or doesn't move when the light turns green. We assume that person is an idiot, unless, of course, that person is us.
I mean, I heard that. I'm going, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. What's your point? Okay, I got that. So, here we go.
We all give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. If we say something rude or lose our temper, we think we're nice people who were provoked. If somebody else does something we don't like, we think that that defines them as a person. That's a terrible person who does this because that's the kind of person he or she is. So, what we're really talking about is thinking of each other as people. Do we have to demonize everybody we disagree with?
Yes! Of course we do. I heard that today. I'm going, you know, that in about a minute, that pretty well ties up the world that we have to live in. And that person in front of you who didn't move at the exact instant they should.
Speaking of which, do you see they did a follow-up on the jerk that screamed at the girl at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru?
Oh, yeah.
No.
He's not doing well.
Oh, yeah. He's on food stamps.
You got to bring me up to speed from day one. I have no clue.
A year ago, when the whole kerfuffle blew up about Chick-fil-A and
Truett Cathy said something about they weren't going to support
homosexual.
Oh yeah, sure. Right. Okay.
This guy went through the drive-thru and ordered a free cup of water because they'll give you one.
Okay.
And berated this poor girl.
Okay.
The girl working at the Chick-fil-A was probably the most professional human being in the world because I'd have crawled through the window and hit him in the mouth.
I understand. So she did what Truett Cathy would have wanted her to do. Right, yeah.
He posted the video himself.
Really?
Of himself being a big jerk.
Really?
Okay. Online. Yeah. And then the company he's making $200K a year for.
As a CFO.
And, what?
Yeah.
Now, and $1 million in stock options.
When did he make the post?
Like the day it happened.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, gotcha.
So puts it online. They fire him.
The next day he walked in and the secretary said, "What have you done?" Had no clue.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Well, that's self-induced idiocy right there.
So they fire him. Yeah. Every time he's applied for a job, he's gotten a couple, and then somebody goes, "Oh, wait a minute, you're that guy."
Oh, wow. Wow, interesting.
So
interesting.
He's woe is me and on food stamps, and, you know, I can't feed my kids.
I have a solution for him.
Okay.
Apply at Chick-fil-A. I know they hire.
Oh, how very interesting.
Absolutely.
Bury the hatchet.
How very interesting.
He only has to work there for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And then next time he applies somewhere else, they say, "Yeah, but what about that Chick-fil-A thing?" "Oh, well, we've worked that out. I worked there for 6 months. I'm ready to move on."
Do some search engine optimization on your name then, and you're all right. It is worth it. Got a little Jack Jones for you this morning.
The Love Boat.
Yes. Carnival Cruise Line says that they are building 9 new ships.
Wow.
Yes, beginning in 2019. Have you seen these things? I mean, they look like a city block on the water. It's amazing how huge they are.
Yeah, it's having just got off one.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Actually, they may be future-proofing with global warming. They may have to make them city blocks.
They
Noah 1, Noah 2.
They already have 101 ships which cruise under various brands like Carnival Cruise and Princess Cruise and Holland America. Oh, yeah. Anyway, the new ships will replace some of the older ships that are out there in service and mostly in the North American and Europe. How big are these ships? Well, according to the Cruise Line International Association Trade Group, around 23 million people are scheduled to take a cruise this year. And I don't know, it's been 7 or 8 years since I went on a cruise, you know, on a big boat line, and I still get stuff from them. So, you know, but I guess that's possible. You know, that's probably what it is if you've been on there and you decided that was a good experience, but, you know, I never came back to you, so why do you continue to? But I guess it obviously worked. You don't do marketing that doesn't work, right? They continue to do that, so on some level it does. But still in all, those are really, really big ships.
My dad retired, and they started cruising, and he continues to tell me the first one he was just so skeptical. Ah, cruise,
right. Yeah.
And he said ever since he can't wait to figure out where they're going to go next.
Is that right? Well, see, okay. You know,
not me.
I just the river cruise thing looks interesting.
That looks kind of neat.
Yeah.
Well, and they tend to do stuff like the Alaskan cruises.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, you've seen the Caribbean. Okay, great. Here's the Caribbean. Okay. All right. Oh, look, it's the Caribbean.
It was a whole lot of waiting to get someplace.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. And then you have to, well, anyway, a lot of people like it. So,
absolutely.
And they should go for it if they do. It's 725.
Not many people like to shave. No matter how much you pay for a razor with multiple blades or fancy handles, you still get nicks, cuts, and razor burn. Shave Secret is a shaving oil that can completely replace any shaving cream and pre-shave treatment you've ever used. Do yourself and your skin a favor. Minimize the nicks, cuts, burns, and bumps, and try Shave Secret for the best shave you've ever had. Shave Secret is sold at Walmart Supercenters, HEB, and ShaveSecret.com.
Shave Secret. Interesting. 725. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Well, we've got probably about 80 degrees again today. There's a 50-50 chance of showers probably happen in the afternoon. 66 for our low temperature tonight. Still a 30% chance of rain hanging on. Tomorrow, 84 degrees. 84 will be our high. About 80 degrees on Friday. Then they've plugged in a 40% chance of rain, it looks like, for Friday. 51 for our low temperature on Friday night. Saturday, 68. Then Sunday morning, Sunday, 67 will be our high, and they've got a 50-50 chance of showers, but we don't know yet what part of the day that's supposed to happen. We'll know more as we get the forecast will kind of give us more information. Of course, doesn't mean it's right. Huh? 90% relative humidity right now. Winds are out of the south at 8. We have overcast skies and 68.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Chuck U. Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Dingy Harry Reid's heir apparent, is in the news. Schumer is calling for new laws to outlaw gender-based pay discrimination. Now, according to Chuck U., recent studies show that even female nurses face discrimination. Chuck says that women make 78 cents for every dollar that men make, on average. Inaccurate figures, by the way, disingenuous arguments, but it doesn't matter. You see, Chuck U. Schumer is at the right place at exactly the right time for Democrats. The very day he called for new laws to fight gender-based discrimination, another item hit the news that ties in perfectly. The Sacramento Bee reports that women who work for California's legislature are victims of gender-based discrimination. They make less than their male counterparts. Women who work for the California Assembly earn only 92 cents for every dollar a man makes. Women in the California Senate earn 94 cents. Also, the top five earners in both the Assembly and Senate and California legislature are men. Of the 41 staffers who make over 150 grand a year, over half of them are men. Now, who runs the California legislature? Who's responsible for this horrible discrimination? Who's responsible for this war on women staffers? It's Democrats. They run the place, lock, stock, and barrel. So, Chuck, start your quest for equal pay by hammering California Democrats. And when you finish there, visit the Obama White House, because women working there are paid much less than men. Check it out.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly exactly what you'll be selling with your fresh, healthy vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help fresh, healthy vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 8181. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 8181. That's readyforfresh.com, code 8181.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AAMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Customers of Bryan's Electric Utility will at some point have the option again of prepaying for power. Councilman Rafael Pena, whose parents used that service when he was growing up, asked to bring it back.
We go back to that program, I think we wouldn't have as much write-off, because there would be no write-off, because once you didn't pay your bill, it'd be shut off right then and there. Right. Kind of like my debit card. If my money's not on my debit card, I don't want it to pay my charge, because then I'm going to have to pay an overdraft fee. And I'd much rather just cut it off on spot.
BTU General Manager Gary Miller says their third-party vendors are working to resolve operational issues.
They are continuing to work on that program, and we will continue to work with them to hopefully at some point, and we'll bring you completely up to speed, but hopefully at some point within the not too distant future, be able to provide that again.
The council at its last meeting updated BTU customer policies, which you can read online at WTAW.com. The largest piece of the Bryan School District's bond issue passed by voters last November now has a construction manager.
The school board at its last meeting chose a national company at the Houston office, Balfour Beatty, to manage the $53 million project that includes the new Stephen F. Austin Middle School, turning the current SFA into the district's new administration offices and improvements at the Civic Auditorium. The board's unanimous vote followed comments from the president of Bryan-based Madison Construction, Michael Jones, who noted his firm submitted a proposal but was eliminated in the first of two rounds. Jones wondered how the bid went to the more expensive firm.
And spending an extra $300,000, I think it's $400,000 to $500,000 more on this contractor than the one that was actually had the lesser fees. I don't know either one. Well, I'd just like to see some kind of justification for the higher fees for the higher contractors. There must be some reason.
The response from the district's chief financial officer, Amy Draws, is that their scoring system does not give as much weight to price as to other factors.
It's not like a bid where low cost wins. The committee and Dr. Wallace and all of us agreed that experience and reputation was very important on this, how they worked with the district. That was all spelled out in the proposal.
Construction of the new SFA is supposed to start this October and be completed for the start of school in August 2017. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The departure of the only principal in the history of Rudder High School has resulted in the Bryan School District creating a public survey. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the survey, which is open to the community members as well as students and Bryan School District employees. The five questions range from what respondents want in the next principal to the strengths and concerns about the campus. A Bryan woman sought by College Station police saw her photo on Facebook and turned herself in. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 44-year-old Wendy Babineau went to the Brazos County Jail yesterday afternoon, where she was arrested on a misdemeanor theft charge. Online jail records indicate she was there less than an hour in jail before being released on a $4,000 bond. Babineau was accused of, while working as a manager at the College Station Walmart, taking store receipts left behind by customers and cashing them as fraudulent returns. A grand jury has declined to indict University of Texas Regent Wallace Hall for releasing confidential student information, instead issuing a blistering report decrying his, quote, unaccountable and abusive behavior. The grand jury said Hall, quote, used his positional power to the point of abuse while also accusing him of abusive excess and seeking too much information, so much information that it overwhelmed records administrators. From the state capitol, the Senate passed a bill written by Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner where the governor can declare a state of emergency the next time Ebola or another infectious disease strikes. The measure, which passed on a 25-5 vote, would also permit law enforcement to detain someone who may be infected for 24 hours. Hundreds of local children without access to dental care have received services through the Give a Kids a Smile promotion from area dentists and Blinn College dental hygiene students. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says appointments will be accepted starting today.
We've been doing this since 2009, and in that time we've provided almost 400 cleanings, almost 400 fluoride treatments, almost 400 x-rays, almost 1,000 sealants, and it's totaled more than $100,000 in free dental care services.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more details of the event, which will be held a week from Thursday. The incoming commissioner of the Southeastern Conference is coming to Aggieland. Greg Sankey will be speaking at Texas A&M a week from today as part of the Distinguished Lecture Series sponsored by the Department of Health and Kinesiology. The public is invited to watch in person or online. Details are on our website, WTAW.com. Atmos Energy is conducting required inspection on a natural gas line starting this morning. Crews will flare natural gas at a site approximately 1/2 mile northeast of Tonkaway Lake Road, just off William D. Fitch Parkway. When flaring is underway, it will be seen by motorists driving along Fitch and Highways 6 and 30, along with nearby city streets. Nearby residents may also hear the sound of natural gas flowing through the pipeline during the process. The process is expected to last through a week from tomorrow. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 11th annual tribute luncheon, Tuesday, April 14th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station.
The luncheon will honor longtime supporters of our community and our good friends, Cherry and J.J. Ruffino. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, call 589-4305.
Individual luncheon tickets are $50. Come celebrate with us and help raise funds for the foundation.
And to celebrate Cherry and J.J. Ruffino, Tuesday, April 14th at the Hilton College Station.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We'll continue to see cloudiness across the area today. We may see some showers or even a thunderstorm as well. It'll be breezy with temperatures approaching 80 degrees this afternoon. Showers will taper off tonight, lows near 65. Clouds tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine, windy with the chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy Friday with the chance of some showers. Highs Friday afternoon, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I've never seen anything like that in 25 years of coaching.
That's Rob Childress on a remarkable performance by A&M baseball, and that is an understatement, sorry. We've got more on that. There's a soccer player here from the Brazos Valley playing on the U.S. team that did more than well yesterday, and Nick Saban has let a couple go from the Crimson Tide this week and another one yesterday. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes.
There you go, 7:38. Bill Flores joins us from in the district. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Well, let's talk about business that you finished up before you got out of town. I guess, obviously, the budget. We talked about that last week. That was a big deal to get that done.
It was. I was a little bit worried about it because, as we discussed last week, we had some tension between those of us that are fiscal hawks and those of us that are defense hawks and those of us that are both, like me. And I think we were able to find a way to do both those things, to address the big problems with the nation's budget, and then also to address our primary concern, actually our primary constitutional concern, and that's the security of this nation.
The sustainable growth rate, SGR, as you call it, the doc fix, as it's also called, you were able to get that done, and that, puts that to rest now after, more than a dozen patches you'd put on it.
So it's been patched 17 times. It cost the 17 patches cost $170 billion because they wound up being pork-laden bills that had to pass. And so now this is gone, and we've got some real Medicare reform for the first time since 1997. And it was not a perfect deal, but overall it was a pretty good deal to take a really bad part of Medicare off the books.
So as you get back now, when you get back into session, what are going to be the top items on the agenda then?
Well, we've got several. Now we go into appropriation season, and this is the time where we take the budget. Well, there's two things. One is the Senate budget that was passed last Friday morning at 3 o'clock in the morning is different than the House budget that passed last Wednesday. And so we'll have to go together in the conference and come up with a common congressional budget. So, and then the appropriators, the people that actually spend the government's money, will use that budget as a go-by document in order to figure out how to allocate money to the various agencies of the federal government. The second thing that happens as part of the appropriation process, and I consider this the most important, what I call bureaucrat behavioral modifications. And so, for instance, my office has put in dozens of amendments into the appropriations bills to limit or what the bureaucrats are doing, which is outside the scope of current statutes, to basically clip the wings of the president and his bureaucrats. And then also we put in incentives to encourage them to do the right things, again, pursuant to the law. And so we in the Republican Study Committee have had a pretty aggressive effort to do this. I had Tom Grace from Georgia leading this effort for me on behalf of the RSC. And so I'm hoping to have several hundred amendments into the appropriations process to sort of right-size the bureaucratic regulatory machine in Washington and hopefully dial back the headwinds that are blowing into the face of America's job creators.
Let's turn our attention to international. Obviously, the Iranian deal was not finished on schedule, but they say that the talks are still going well. What are your observations there?
Well, I'm highly concerned about what we're going to wind up with. If you listen to what the French negotiators are saying, the representatives are saying, the German representatives, they're a little, for lack of a better term, freaked out about what the United States is doing. It does seem like the United States is siding with Iran on this. For the life of me, I can't figure out why, but the president seems to want to do something with Iran, even if it's a horrible deal, and that causes great discomfort among our allies that are at the negotiating table with us, and it puts Israel in a pretty tough security situation. To me, I think we ought to just stop the conversations, go back, put in stronger sanctions, and let the Iranians know we mean business. We're not here to just do this for show, but the president just has a totally different view on this, and I'm surprised the president wants to do this, but he's putting Iran in a position where they have two things. One is they have a definite path to a nuclear weapon, and secondly, their breakout time from where they are today to when they could have that weapon is actually shorter than a year, and that was supposed to be sort of the sacred thing that we were going to have in negotiations is to extend the breakout period to something more than a year. Again, I'm highly concerned, but you got to remember the president's never negotiated for a taco. So, I'm highly concerned about what we're going to wind up with.
Well, when you're not before you came to Congress, you were in the oil business. I kind of want to shift gears for a minute and get your thoughts here. I think West Texas Intermediate closed at about 47.50 yesterday. Long term, what do you think that means for us here in the Brazos Valley, in your congressional district, and in the state of Texas?
Well, and let's start in the short term. In the short term, we're going to have some economic disruptions. I mean, we had high hotel occupancy rates, and the restaurants were always full, and our landowners around were getting nice lease bonus payments and also royalty payments. That income stream has gone is dropped substantially over the past few months, and is likely to remain depressed for, I'm going to say, 12 to 18 months. So that's caused some short-term economic disruption. Also, the local governments, I don't think we have this problem with our local governments, but in some parts of the state, the local governments have gotten hooked on that extra income, and started spending it, even though it's not a permanent source of revenue. So they're going to be hurting for a while. Now, longer term, there are two things that are happening. One is the oil and gas community has reacted very aggressively to the drop in oil prices, and so they've dramatically cut their spending, their CapEx budgets, or capital expenditure budgets. When they do that, a lot of the reserves they're drilling tend to have what are called quick decline curves, and so by June or July of this summer, we should start to see production coming down from some of these big fields because the reinvestment in those fields has been slashed dramatically. So you'll start to see the supply go down. The other thing is that low energy prices, particularly low gasoline prices, are hugely stimulative to the economy. So I visited with one oil and gas guy on Monday, and he was saying it's like adding fertilizer to GDP, and that's probably the perfect way to describe it, is that low gasoline prices, low energy prices are going to cause some economic growth. And as a result of that, you wind up with a demand for energy will come up, and we'll be back in balance. You know, I'm not an economist. It's hard for me to predict, but I guess within 12 to 18 months, let's say 12 to 24 months, you'll see supply and demand equalize again. You'll see prices come back to probably 60 or 70. That's good for consumers, and it's also good enough for the industry so it can begin reinvestment again.
Well, you know, the House in Austin spent 17 hours on their budget last night. I think they finished about 5:45 this morning. Senate's already gotten theirs out. I guess what is your observation as far as Austin? Do you think they've done a pretty good job of keeping their eye on this moving target?
Well, yes, and I think the comptroller's done a pretty good job of estimating where the revenues are will come out, and so the state is going to weather this a lot differently than it did when we had the crash back in the 80s. And as a result, I mean, we've got a rainy day fund. I think we've got better discipline on the spending side. And we've got a much, much more diverse economy than we had back in 1986 when we had the last huge price crash. And so it seems like they're being fairly responsible to me.
Bill Flores joining us from the district. In fact, Congress doesn't go back into session until, the 13th, is that right?
That's correct. We start back on the 13th. I'll be in the district in Texas for the next 2 weeks. Also, we've got town hall meetings coming up. Waco is on Monday, April the 6th. We'll take care of Austin and our rural counties with the telephone town hall on April the 8th. And then most importantly for our Brazos Valley folks is that on Thursday, April the 9th at 6 p.m. at Rutter High School, we're going to have our local town hall meeting.
Well, there you go. And all right, and we'll look forward to hearing from you next week about what you're hearing as you travel through your district. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays, most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Appreciate you being with us this morning.
You bet. It's great talking to you, Scott, and I'd ask your listeners to continue to pray for our country and our military men and women.
All right, absolutely.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How would you like to have your family live in one of the best locations in the country? Well, the good news is you don't have to move to do it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. From time to time, news outlets publish stories about what life is like in various places around the country. Recently, I came across one titled, The Best Places to Live in America. That got me to thinking. We can't all relocate to America's top cities, but we can make our own home a great place to be, no matter where we live. Take, for example, the living room or family room. These are great places to get together for game nights and movie nights. Time together in these rooms becomes an important foundation for building strong relationships. Next is the dining room. Conversation naturally happens at the dinner table, so enjoy meals together as often as you can. Studies show that children whose families regularly eat together are better at communication, have fewer problems with drugs and alcohol, and do better in school. Finally, a child's room. As a child's day is winding down, it makes a great place for conversation, and it's rewarding when you listen to your son or daughter share their heart and talk about their day. Every room in your house is an opportunity to build strong family relationships and to make your home the best place it can be, no matter where you live. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Well, I've got one word for you. Proactive. There's a huge reason Proactive is the number one acne treatment in the country. It totally works. Prescription-grade Proactive heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And I'm telling you, it's time to get it because Proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, and it's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number. 1-800-543-3313. Got it? Good. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-543-3313. 1-800-543-3313.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. Texas A&M baseball showed why they are the number one team in the country and number one with a bullet in the hit parade. Aggie baseball scored 13 runs in a record-setting third inning and coasted to a 19-4 win against Sam Houston State and the Bearcats at Olsen Field last night. With the score tied 2-2 after two frames, the first 11 batters of the third inning registered hits, tying an NCAA Division I record for most consecutive hits. In the inning, Ronnie Gideon came to the plate twice and crushed two home runs. Records of other Aggies hitting two home runs in an inning could not be found. The effort ties the NCAA record set by numerous players, however. When the dust had settled, the Aggies had sent 17 batters to the plate, logging 11 runs and 13 hits, four of which were home runs. And A&M skipper Rob Childress was at a loss.
Well, I've never seen anything like that. 25 years of coaching, 13 runs on 13 hits, 11 consecutive hits, and they were all hard hit. And it's fun to sit back and watch.
Aggie baseball gets back to work Thursday with a three-game set against Kentucky. First pitch on Thursday and Friday is at 6, and they'll knock it out at noon on Saturday. Those games on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The Maroon Goons were highlighted following A&M football spring practice number 10. New offensive line coach and running game coordinator Dave Christensen highlighted an unusual problem for the Aggies on the O-line. Having sent several players to the NFL, A&M is a little depleted up front.
You know, we've got a lot of talent, you know, not as deep as we need to be, so we're developing some depth right now. We're going to count on, you know, we've got one freshman in right now who's in the mix to play. We've got three more coming in. And so, you know, we're getting better, but, you know, we lost some experienced guys. And so we really only have two guys with much experience that are playing right now. So we're trying to get five guys, you know, playing together all at the same time, doing the same things.
Only three practices and a scrimmage remain for this spring season. Let the awards ceremony begin, please, as a pair of Aggies have earned SEC track and field honors this week following their performances at the 88th annual Texas Relays. Senior sprinter Dion Lindor was selected as the men's runner of the week, while junior Shelby Vaughn shared the women's field athlete of the week honors. Lawn broke the meet record for the discus, while Lindor anchored the Aggies to a pair of relay victories in the 4x100 and 4x400 meter relays. Congratulations also in order for Texas A&M women's basketball junior guards Jordan Jones and Courtney Walker. They were named All-Americans by the Associated Press yesterday. This marks the first time since 2010-11 and the fifth time in program history that A&M has produced two All-Americans in the same season. Jones and Walker were both honorable mentions. The U.S. men's soccer team had to play with 10 after a player was sent off with a red card after a foul, but a local boy stuck it to the Swiss.
It'll be Shea over the wall and in! Breck Shea! Sensational free kick right at the end of the first half. 1-0 to the U.S.
USA Soccer and Brazos Christian / Brian High's very own Breck Shea scored on a sensational free kick as the U.S. men's national team claimed a 1-1 draw against Switzerland in Zurich. Nick Saban has kicked a second Alabama football player off the team, swiftly dismissing reserve running back Tyron Jones following his arrest on marijuana possession. Jones is the third player in Saban's program arrested in the last 4 days and the second to be dismissed. In Lone Star NBA action last night,
loose ball picked up by Joseph. He finds Leonard cutting inside, two-hand slam. Great play by Corey Joseph as he tipped the ball into the backcourt, chased it down, and found the trailer, Kawhi Leonard, who now has 20 points. And the Spurs lead by 17, matching their largest lead.
Leonard scored 22 points as the San Antonio Spurs added more steam to their playoff push by beating the Miami Heat 95-81. In spring training baseball, Wandy Rodriguez returned and pitched 5 innings for the Braves. It wasn't enough, though. The Houston Astros won 8-5. And the Texas Rangers played a couple of split squad games, dropping one to the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-7. The other outing was against the Chicago Cubs, and they lost 15-10. And that's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Blinn College is seeking exceptional part-time instructors to join our team in time for the fall semester. Blinn will host a faculty hiring fair from 5 to 8:30 p.m. Thursday, April 9th on both its Brenham and Bryan campus banquet rooms. There's a current demand for history, government, accounting, economics, and speech instructors, and most positions require only a master's degree with 18 graduate hours in the course discipline. For specific position requirements and to apply, visit blinn.edu/job fair.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And remember the Chocolate Gallery for Easter treats, like delicious iced shortbread cookies, decorated to theme, and decadent handmade chocolate eggs.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over 1 million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till. Of course, the National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I Men's Basketball Championship Tournament about to get down to the final four, and Kentucky has an opportunity to be undefeated. Of course, we've heard about that, and if they do, they'd be 40-0, which would probably put the Wildcats into consideration for being one of the greatest college basketball teams ever. But, you know, this perfection is really nothing when you compare it to the Trinity College squash team from North Ritchie, Florida. You see, Trinity has won 252 straight squash matches, which is the longest winning streak in college sports. So I would just say that the Wildcats have a ways to go before they get there. Let's keep things in perspective. And then the Golden Gophers Minnesota women's hockey team you know, in 2012 and 2013, they went 41-0. I mean, 41-0-0, no ties either. The first Division I women's team to win all its games. And, of course, I know, Kevin, you would know this, that Cornell was the last women's hockey team to ever do that. Texas Wesleyan's table tennis team. Texas Wesleyan has won the national title in co-ed tennis every year, table tennis, every year since 2004. There's a big difference between tennis and table tennis. And New Mexico State, who the Aggies will be playing in football next year.
Yep.
A couple of Aggies there, because those Aggies have won all 10 of their regular season rodeo competitions. So, just saying, perfection can be had in other sports. It doesn't all belong to Kentucky. And we got a story next hour about a guy who could win $1 million based on the outcome this weekend. I hear you scoffing in there.
No, I'm laughing because I just stumbled across a prank from a football team, soccer team, for left-footed soccer balls.
Oh, yes, there you go. It's because, after all, it is April Fool's Day, just in case you didn't know. High temperature today, about 80 degrees, low tonight around 66. We've got a 50-50 chance of showers, probably after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Near 80 on Friday, that'll be nice. We do have a 50% chance of rain on Sunday as it stands right now. We'll see. 68 now. WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 8 o'clock. John Rainey will join us and Nancy Berry after the news.